And this word kids then had some currency.
Not much, not that I...
But it was not at least looked down on.
No, it was, no, it was not a term of... No.
And how did you study the Civil War?
Well, I studied first for my grandfather who participated.
I see.
And my grandmother who thought you said she was a... Oh, this one, the second one. The dearest, sweetest woman you ever saw, but she thought "damn" preceded Yankee. She didn't know that there was any other way you could say. But it was not a personal feeling against individuals, because there were northern people who lived in the town that she lived in, and this vindictiveness was not carried over. It was against the suffering and the change of life that came about because of the war.
How did they refer to the war? How did they call it or name it?
It was called, let's see, they called it the Civil War, I believe. Oh, they just spoke of the war that was on the war.
I see.
Now, my great-grandmother had lived through the War of 1812, the Spanish-American War, the Civil War, World War One, four wars she had been in, and been touched one way or the other by all of them, but there was only one, the war.
So they didn't use the war between the states?
They might have in a formal conversation.
How about at school?
Well, now, this is what I learned, the war between the states. But as I say, it was not taught. In fact, I never had a good course in Mississippi history, except the ones I gave myself. I had one in college, but it was taught by someone who was just on the faculty, because her family contributed to the college, and in her heyday she may have known something, but she was senile when she taught me. So all that I've learned on my own.
What states did you as a child identify as southern states?
Southern states?
Yes.
It would be Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia in a sense, technically, but we knew few Virginians. Texas, but Texas in a way came into prominence after the Civil War more than before the Civil War.
And Tennessee?
Tennessee, yes.
But not Arkansas?
Arkansas, yes, and yet Arkansas, there was not the communication between these. See, the reason it goes east instead of west is that most of the people who settled in this area came from South Carolina, and they came through Georgia bringing all their household goods and their stock and slaves and everything. They would stop in Georgia and make a crop, because you could only go that far, and stay a year, make a crop on land that was available. And then they moved on to this section.
I see.
And so you have ties, names. The first time I went to South Carolina, after I was big enough to remember, it seemed like Mississippi. All the names of the streets, all the names of the towns, all the names of the people were the names I'd heard all my life. You have the same sort of feeling when you go to England. I think there, because the literature and the history of England is such a part of you that you immediately feel familiar.
Mm-hmm. I see. What were the cultural centers thought to be? Any of the towns? Maybe you would go through the major cities and your associations with them.
Atlanta was where the newspaper, my grandparents in Carthage, which was below here, took a weekly paper, the Atlanta Constitution. This is where their news came from. Some of my aunts were named from the continued stories. Ottie Bird. I would say that